from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a New Jersey school district is on track to become the first in Bergen County to ban phones in the classroom.
The Ramsey School District's proposed away for the day policy calls for its more than 2,500 students to turn off and put away their phones, smartwatches, and other devices during the school day. Elementary students would put them in backpacks, middle schoolers in lockers, and high schoolers in phone pouches or lockers. The superintendent says phones have had a negative impact on learning, focus, safety, and community. If the Board of Ed adopts the ban following a couple of meetings open to the public this fall, it'll go into effect January 2nd. Kristen Marks.
Mark your calendars if you want to get a head start on holiday shopping. Amazon's Prime Big Deal Days is set for October 8th and 9th. Expect savings on seasonal items, home essentials, toys, $5 Halloween costumes, and much more. New Jersey drivers considering an electric vehicle now might be eligible for some extra cash.
Charge Up New Jersey already offers $2,000 to New Jersey residents for the purchase or lease of a new eligible electric vehicle. Now state officials have announced an income-based financial incentive of another $2,000 and up to $250 for buying an eligible EV charger. As of late June, there were nearly 184,000 registered EVs across New Jersey. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And police are searching for the driver who ran down a flock of seagulls in Stafford Township. According to the Asbury Park Press, witnesses say it happened in the parking lot of the Costco on Stafford Park Boulevard. Several birds were killed in two separate instances. It is not known if the incidents were captured on surveillance video. Police are asking anyone with information to let them know. NJ115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the temperature be nice and warm tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, muggy as we head throughout tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. There will be a shower or two around, low temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Breezy, warmer, and a little less humid for tomorrow with times of clouds and sunshine. Can't roll out a shower at the shore. High temperatures in the lower 80s tomorrow. Overcast and breezy tomorrow night, perhaps a little bit of rain toward the coast, low 60 to 65. And breezy for Friday with clouds and a little bit of rain around, highs in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 71 degrees in Newark, 70 degrees in Edison, 70 degrees Mount Holly. Fast traffic instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not
New York. Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.